Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating three people suspected of using stolen credit cards at Target on April 17th. The purchases were made in the afternoon on the 17th from 1 until 4. Police are searching for an adult female in her 20s with long hair that she was wearing tied on top of her head. She was also wearing a purple tie-dye jacket. The other two suspects are adult men, one with a dark mustache and goatee who was wearing baggy jeans and a gray sweatshirt over a red shirt. The other man was wearing long red shorts, a long white t-shirt, blue jacket, and a brown and white baseball cap. The three were seen leaving the scene in a dark four-door sedan. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Eureka police officers responded to a hit-and-run call in the 4200 block of Broadway Tuesday afternoon after witnesses reported a red station wagon had just hit two cars and left the scene. It was later discovered that the same vehicle had also hit two other cars and a motorcycle in the Bayshore Mall parking lot. And when officers spotted the suspect vehicle driven by 34-year-old Bayside resident Ryan N.J. Breston, his attempt to pull the car over failed. Andrew Breston sped off instead, despite a flat tire, and reached speeds of upwards of 70 miles per hour on Broadway at Del Norte, and then he collided with a stopped vehicle near Grant Street. The officer reports that when Andrew Breston got out of his vehicle, he was holding an open beer and refused to obey officers' instructions. Andrew Breston then allegedly pulled a pocket knife, and the officer tackled him. The two struggled before he was subdued and placed under arrest. He was transported to the hospital for a medical clearance before being booked into jail on several charges, including felony evasion, assault on a peace officer, resisting arrest, and driving under the influence. Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call on Union Street in Eureka Tuesday afternoon. When they reached the scene, they arrested 76-year-old Ted Lewis. A witness says the victim told deputies that Lewis had pushed his wife to the ground twice during their dispute and then grabbed a double-headed axe and swung it at her, but she dodged the blow. Lewis then went after his wife's car and caused severe damage after smashing it with the axe. At one point, the witness intervened and punched Lewis in the chest before deputies reached the scene. Lewis was arrested, booked into county jail on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, as well as domestic violence. Reporter Dan Squire highlights a bill going through the state legislature that aims to curb the growth of marijuana and production of meth on state property. Here's Dan with more.
A bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro has passed the Water Parks and Wildlife Committee and picked up three co-sponsors along the way. The bill would give law enforcement agencies more tools in investigating and prosecuting those who use public lands for the cultivation of marijuana or the production of other illegal drugs like methamphetamine. The bill focuses on pollution and the diversion of water.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News. It's after this.
When you bring together the leadership team of your company or organization, are you looking for an opportunity to focus on what is necessary and critical to your business? Ways to improve your bottom line and achieve your goals? The historic Benbow Inn suggests you have that business meeting or retreat in a serene and tranquil setting. They'll ensure that you're able to have uninterrupted sessions in peaceful surroundings that will allow all the creative juices of your team to flow. Call now and reserve the dates that work best for your needs. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
The Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation Conservation District will host the Humboldt Bay Symposium beginning this morning and continuing on tomorrow. Attendees can attend lectures dealing with coastal protection, harbor issues including dredging, and uses for the dredged material, as well as conservation efforts, and also get information about the possibility of debris from the tsunami in Japan washing up on our shores. Tomorrow, aquaculture and aquabusiness will take center stage with presentations on expanding oyster production, business opportunities on the bay, and how the redevelopment of the Eureka waterfront has affected the bay. For more information, check the website humboldtbay.org. Last year, State Controller John Chung stopped the paychecks of lawmakers for 12 days. Voters approved in 2010 a measure called Proposition 25 that would freeze lawmakers' paychecks as long as a balanced budget, which is due on the 15th of June, was not completed. Lawmakers reacted quickly, and yesterday a Sacramento Superior Court judge ruled in favor of lawmakers, stating that Chung was in no position to determine if the budget was balanced or not, and therefore could not interfere with lawmakers' paychecks. Chung responded by saying that the ruling flies in the face of voters by simply slapping the words Budget Act on a piece of paper by June 15th. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mendova.